World at War's multiplayer stayed extremely close to the format that was created in Call of Duty 4, and for that reason it was loved by a lot of people. It did add a few things like appropriate killstreaks and drivable vehicles subject to the map you were playing on, but overall it stuck to the tried and tested format that was loved by fans at the time. But the most significant mode of World at War was neither the campaign or the multiplayer. Nazi Zombies was, at first, a small passion project that developers Treyarch had managed to convince Activision to be included in the game, but soon blossomed into a huge fan favourite. The first map, Nacht Duren Toten, was set in an airfield bunker. It was dark, gritty, and extremely bare bones. But it was unique, and most importantly, it was fun, which had fans crying out for more. Treyarch answered, and in the months that followed, three new maps dropped, all with new and innovative features that would become mainstays in the franchise in the long term. It was clear that Treyarch had a lot of passion for their debut title, and that certainly showed in the development cycle of the game.